Well, good morning, my ACN family. I'm Karen Carey. I'm a regional director out of the Maryland Marketplace, and I'm really excited because today I celebrate 16 years with ACN. I'm also very blessed to be able to spend this time with you to share an insight that I gained just this past week. Now, remember, this call happens every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to get you inspired and to train you to move forward in your business. Well, last night I sat and was thinking, what in the world was I going to speak to you about today? And I was totally blank. Then, as I was talking with one of my IBOs, we spoke about something and it hit me. That's it. That is what I need to share with the team. Why? Because I know that for me, it had been for a long time a huge struggle for me in my business. What is it you say? Closing. Yes, closing the customer, closing the prospect. Now, I know that we have Mrs. Gabriel and Mr. Solomon who are great at closing. And many, many times I have done the ear hustle and listened to them close, and man, they are great at it. Me, not so much. I would get nervous, and asking them to join was like pulling teeth for me. Now, I have improved over the years. However, I have not arrived. But you know, they say when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Well, that happened for me this past week as I did an online class, and this guy made closing all come together for me. So, I knew that I needed to share this with you as I want all of us to be unstoppable this year, closing everyone, customers and prospects. Now, if you're driving, just listen. If you can, write this down and commit it to memory. This is so simple and so easy, but we have made it so hard. We get nervous about closing, and, well, it's so simple. Here you go. First, breathe. And know that we are dealing with people. They're either in or out from the beginning. So don't get your emotions all tied up in their responses to anything. You will survive no matter their answer. I promise. Second, after the presentation, ask the person, what do you like best about what you heard or saw? And they'll probably say, the residual, working from home, no products. Whatever their answer, next you say, so you definitely see an opportunity for yourself? And most times they're going to say, yes. So then here's what you say. So when do you see yourself partnering with us? Now, here's where things get interesting. This is where you hear the excuses. I need my wife or husband to hear this first. I need time to think about it. I need to pray about it. I'm too busy. And the list goes on. Now remember, they've already told you what they like best about the business and that they see an opportunity for themselves. So here's what you need to know about people. There are only two things that are really keeping them from making the decision. I'm telling you, when I heard this in this training last week, it changed things for me. The light bulb came on. So here you go. And before you hear this, you have to be ready to have a friend discussion with your prospect. Not to offend them, but to come from a place of love to truly want to help move them to be the best person that they can be. two things to keep people from making a decision. Number one, fear. Yes, people are afraid of failure. What? Yes, think about it honestly. How many times has fear of failure, fear of the unknown, kept you from doing something that you really wanted to do? Well, here's part of the conversation to help with that. I know how you feel, and I felt the same way. And here's what I found. When I trusted my instinct to push forward and do this, I'm better, and I've grown, and my return on investment has proven to be more than I ever expected. Tell them of the people that you've met and the lives that you've changed. Introduce them to others. Make them feel comfortable and know that there's a team to help them, and there's nothing to fear when investing in yourself. So that's the first thing, fear. What's the second thing? Money. Now, if it is an issue over $299 now, that will be the issue always unless they make a life change. Now, in speaking with your friends, if you don't have it, let's think of ways to get it. Save it, make it, sell something, borrow it. If you know that there's something that can move you forward in life, what would you do for it? I think of Mr. Solomon when he was younger, and they said, well, if I gave you a brand new, your favorite car, would you be able to get the money? And he said, absolutely. Just think of that, okay? But if $299 is stopping you now, it will always stop you. Let's try something different to help you do better, be better, and know that you have a team to help you. So that's it. When I heard this, it gave me a new look on closing people. I don't hear the excuses. I want to know what's going on, fear or money. Let's conquer them both. Make this easy on you. It really puts to bed all of the multitude of excuses that I've heard, and I'm sure you've heard, over the years from so many people. They see it. They want it. There are only two things stopping them, fear or money. Get them to express which one it really is so you can get past it and help them be who they are purposed to be. Now, really, this also applies to us in life when we are tasked to decisions to do or not to do something. If it is really something that you are feeling called to do, what is holding us back? Fear or money? Going to events like Elevate. Are you registered? What's holding you back? Fear or money? Or both? We can work past the fear by changing your mindset. The money, well, there are bonuses available that can solve that one. Let's figure it out so that we are all unstoppable in 2023. Thank you for your time, and I truly hope that this helps you as it has helped me with closing prospects and customers confidently. Have a blessed day. Go out and close everyone with a bit more confidence today. God bless.